Okay, good morning. Masechet Erchin, Daf Kaf Dalet, and we're going to start at the bottom here of Kaf Gimel Amud Bet at the Gemara. Just very quickly, we saw the Mishnah that said that even though the God to Erchin we're Meshkenan, we still allow the guy a certain amount of stuff to use for himself. We give him food for 30 days, we give him clothing for a year, and we give him a bed to sleep in, and his clothes, etc., and his tefillin, we'll see that in a second, but nothing for his wife. And then we saw there as well that if he's an artisan, he's a tradesman, we give him a certain amount of his kadim to use, etc. Okay, so it's almost like it's my timer. So what's the reason, right? So it's almost like this. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, you know, what's the reason that we give him this food and this clothing and we look after, we don't make him destitute or Imachu merkecha hechiyahu merkecha. The Pasuk says, ve'imachu, right? Imachu. And this Lashon Yahu, the word he, Rashi says, Darshinan hechiyahu, make keep him alive, sustain him. Dachi mashmu, that's what who means. Ye kayamir kecha. Who? We are making, we still, the machu, he's a person, right? He still exists. We've got to still treat him as a person. Even though mach, he's still a who. I think that's actually the last way of saying it, right? He still maintains the who. He's a who. He's a somebody, not a nobody. And therefore, you can't just look at him like a tree. Avaloli shto bala mishta says, not his wife and children. By time, the grocery very coldly. Who mekecha avaloli shto bala mekecha? The passage talks about him, not about his wife and his children. Therefore, we worry about him only. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the shita changes it. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah as well. Imaya ikai was a farmer to tell us what he said. They give him there his pair of animals. So it seems that from the fact that Rabbi Elazar says it, the Tachachamim don't say it. So Gemara says, "Rabbana, why don't they agree with this?" Seems to be a dat yachid. He says, "No, henu love kleumunatu, because for Tachachamim not concerned, his animals aren't tools of the trade, and in a chassin, you know, they're just part of his asset base, and therefore we aren't interested in that at the moment. We're only interested in giving him stuff that he needs to make a parnasa, even though." Could be that he needs it for pronounce, doesn't matter, that's still at the end of that body justice. Hayalu min echad, and we saw earlier on that if he had one type, many of one type of two, but one of only one of the other, we say we leave him with two of what he had many of, and the one that he had, we leave him with the one. We don't sell the two, we don't sell the others of which there were many more to buy him two. We don't make sure that he's always got at least two of any. Which is why not? That's pshit. I'm sorry, what's the question? It's pshit, that's pashut. Just like he managed up until only one. So therefore, now he managed only one. Why do we have to make sure? Why do we have to give him more than he had before we came and we repossessed all his stuff? So Gemara says, no, there is a place to think that we would have to. Why? My, what would we have thought? Up until now, when he had many other tools, right? So he could trade and barter with his colleagues, with his other artisans. He could lend them something, they'd lend him something. And therefore, you could always make do. Right? But now, since you're taking all the other stuff away, he's got nothing that he can actually lend them, because he's got his needs for himself. So now he can't trade. He won't be able to borrow from them. So maybe we should at least make sure he's got a minimum of the two things. Gemara says, lo. Right? Lo. Right? It wouldn't be the same. Therefore, we should have to do it. Kamashim don't know. We don't worry about it. We leave him as he was. If he had one, he stays with one. Now the Mishnah said, "There, Amarish nechasav marino in tefillin." We see that the tefillin are counted as part of his asset base. What is the story? Who gave the zavninu lenichsa? A person who sold all his assets, right? He made a deal and he sold everything that he had. Atle kamed de Rav Yema, right? And they came to Rosh Yema. What about the guy's tefillin? Do we take his tefillin as well? When he said we're buying everything, do we include his tefillin? So Amar Lehu, he said to them, Rav Yema said to them, "Salikulei tefillin, take it away." Look at Rashi there. Slalikulate, fill and take his fill and how to not fill him, Rosho Achi Padamidami. You take his fill off his head. You don't have to wait and take him off. You go in and you take his fill off his head until he redeems them from you. So we see that the fill are included. So Gemara says, Maika Mashblan, what's the Chirush from here? What are we learning? Says, but Nitin, it's our Mishnah. A Makish Nechasav, Mali not fill. What's the Chirush of Rabbi Amar? Pasha the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, he puts his Magish all his assets. Mali not feeling. We include the tefillin as part of his asset base. We attribute a value to it. So why would you even thought over here that the guy sells his assets, doesn't sell his tefillin as well? And when it says no, it's a little bit different. Why? Mahudate, what would we have thought? Hatam hudasavar mitzvah kabidna. When it came to Berek HaBayit, like Rashi says, the last one of the Rashi, the top, the Yaivin el Berek HaBayit, when he was giving the money to Berek HaBayit, right, he was doing a mitzvah. He was being a bal tzedakah. So therefore, hilchach akol nichsei havedate. His intentions, whatever he had, right? Because really, when you makdish berek habayit, you're probably going to come and redeem it afterwards. So the higher your value, the asset base, the more you want it to be, because you want to do a full mitzvah. About inyan zvuna, when it comes to selling, what did we assume? Mitzvah de gufe, lo zavinin. A person knows, I've got to use my tefillin to do a mitzvah, my body. I'm not going to sell my tefillin. How am I going to do mitzvah tomorrow morning? Kamashla, no. Even though you might have thought that, makes no difference. Tefillin at the end of the day are an asset, and if you sell your asset, tefillin are included in your asset. New Mishnah. Echad ha-magdish nechasev, echad ha-marich atzmo. So if a person comes to magdish his asset to the Beit HaMikdash, or he marich atzmo, he comes to assess himself, right? He makes a neder of erchin. He says, erki alai, whatever he's got. So now we've got to evaluate whether he is a poor guy and we deal with him with a hesek yad, only how much he can afford, or is he a rich guy going to pay the full value, right? So the Mishnah says, ein lo v'chsut ishto. Now, ein lo over here is ein lo to hegdish, the gizbarim, the shamaim, right? It's not him, ein lo v'chsut ishto, means ein lo. And to the gizbar who's now dealing with his money, he can't take his wife's clothes into account. Rashi says, "Elumsul ishto she'en ushalok." They aren't his; they belong to his wife, right? And elumsul ishto velo bechsul bala, they're not his children's clothes either. Velo betzeva she'tzaval ishman. Now, if he's got your fancy clothes that he died for them, expensive clothes, right? Even that, even though he might still have it, he hasn't given it to them yet. He did it for them; it's theirs. Velo besandalim charashim shlakchan ishman, and even new sandals which he bought them. When it comes to new sandals, when you look at Rashi, Sandalim Charashim, Rashi is Ravuta. This is an extra chidush that the Mishnah is adding in. Ravuta Kamashlan, because what's the story? The Afal Gav, the Adain Lo Na'alum, Arahen Becheskatan, Mishat Akira. You don't ever warn them yet. You might think that when does it become his wife's sites, clothes and her shoes, etc., only if she's worn them. If it's brand new, sitting in a box in the cupboard, they're not hers yet. They're still his until she wears them. The Gemara Mishnah says, no, even though she hasn't worn them yet, he bought them for her, they are hers. Now, the Mishnah says as follows. Afa pisha amru avadim nimkirin mechustan l'shevach. Even though we know, I'm going to, okay, I said this really, but I'm saying, right, that it's unbelievable because this Mishnah is like thousands of years ago. And we see over here that the Mishnah understood the concept that we all know that you want to sell a house. So you do a paint job for 10,000 shekels, you get an extra few hundred thousand shekels on the value. Same thing with a slave. We know now, because now we're trying to establish, Mishnah now is saying as follows. If a person is being assessed by Hegdesh for how much he's worth, do we assess him for what the real realizable value is right now? Or could we say if he made a bit of an effort, he could get a higher value? And therefore, we want to assess him now as if he had made that effort and realized the stuff at a higher value. And the Mishnah says, even though we know that an Eved, if you dress him up nicely in fancy clothes, right? Shim tilkachlok super shloshim dinar. If you buy him a cloak or some clothing that costs you 30 dinar, meshubach money, he'll get 100 dinar more. A money, 100 dinar. So it's worthwhile. He could actually, in other words, there's 70 dinar more on the table here for Hegdesh when it comes to assessing him. All you do is go buy some clothing for him. The chain parent, so to a cow. Imam tini notale itlis. If we waited for her, Rashi says itlis is the market day. Today, when nobody's coming to buy, there are no buyers around, so to find a guy who buys, he'll pay a lower amount. But on market day, when there are plenty of guys looking around to buy, so the price goes up. Let's say maybe she should wait till market day and assess what it's worth on market day. Meshubachadi, the chain market, so to a stone. If you've got a precious stone, we saw this already. This Gemara, where was it? When was you, we saw it when you chet, eh? Where was it? V'chein margalit. If you've got a precious stone, in Marino Talakrach, if you would take it to a big city, into the city, right? Meshubachani, bless you, get a better price for it, right? We don't say any of these things. What do we say? Ein lehegdesh elamakomo v'shato hegdesh only has where we are now. That was Dr. Rashi says, yeah, with regards to the stones, hegdesh Rashi says, yeah, ein lo lehegdesh edo b'mekomo. That's with regards to Margaliot, where you have to expect, you don't expect the guy to go travel to a fancy town or city to find a rich buyer. And also v'shato, and at the moment, be'evid v'para, with the slave and the para, we look at what he is now, not if we go through all the trouble of dressing him up nicely or waiting for the market day. Hegdesh gets the value now. The Gemara is like, sorry, but we got a brighter. V'natan et ha'erkecha b'yomahu, right? The Pasuk says, the brightness is the same thing. On that day, right? What does it mean on that day? We don't make him wait. Margarit Lekalim Kolesh Lashem. Sorry, Margarit Lekalim. We don't make him wait. That Margarit Lekalim, we saw that as well on that previous stuff that we spoke about. Margarit meaning for poor people. We take what the poor average person would pay for it now, not waiting for it to rich people. And the end of the Pasuk, which is Kodesh Lashem, the Pasuk of Natalit Ekha Bayomahu, Kodesh Lashem, what's Kodesh Lashem mean? Kodesh Lashem, another loch estam, ha-hegdeshot, le-bedek ha-bayim. When a person comes to Magdish, he doesn't specifically mention where the Hegdesh is going to, it's going to bedek ha-bayit, hadran alach shum ayatomim, hadran alach shum ayatomim, hadran alach shum ayatomim.